The term muksa means set aside from one's mind, that you're not using it on Shabbos. And based on this, we have various categories of muksa. And when you have a question in front of you, is this muksa or not, you have to ask yourself, which category does this fit in? And this will actually guide you for how you could or cannot move it on Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef, who is Rav Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down and he groups it into six different categories of muksa. Number one, he calls chesarikis. Now, we're going to see that each of these categories makes sense that it's distant from your mind, that you're not going to be using it on Shabbos. So number one is chesarikis, that it's a certain value to it. You wouldn't necessarily use it for other things, so it's out of your mind. That's the first category of muksa. Muksa machmas chisarinkis. Number two is a keli shemalachti le'isr, where its primary use is to do a malacha, like a hammer, like a pen. So obviously it's partially out of your mind on Shabbos. You wouldn't think of using the pen on Shabbos. That's the second category of muksa. Third one is called muksa machmas gufay, where it itself shows me that there's no use for it, like a rock, dirt, pebbles, those types of things where there's no intrinsic value, no intrinsic use. It's called muktzah machmas gufay. Then we have some other interesting categories, three more. One's called a basis. A basis means a base. It's a base. It's holding one of the above items. So this gets into your question of your Shabbos table that might have candles on it, or your shtender where you put your car keys in. That's the fourth category called basis. Number five is what is known as muktzah machmas isser, meaning you couldn't access it when Shabbos came in unless you violated an isser. An example would be an animal that has not been trapped. So that's muktzah because it's muktzah, it's mechusar tzeda. Let's say an apple is attached to a tree. You cannot pick that apple on Shabbos. Since I can't pick that apple on Shabbos, it's called muktzah machmas isser. Even if it subsequently falls down, you will not be able to use it. So that is the fifth category. And the sixth one, which is not really a Hilchos Shabbos category, but it's called Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, something designated for a mitzvah use, that also has a din, has the status of muksa. That comes up, you know, sukkah decorations, maybe a lulav and esrog or a shayfer. We'll talk about that later. But those are the six categories. So chisar and kis, that you wouldn't use it for other things. Klisha malach tal isser, the primary use is for a malacha. Muktzah machmas gufay, no intrinsic use. A bus is a base to one of those. You have something that's muktzah machmas isser. There's no way for you to access it when Shabbos comes in. It's attached to the ground. It's missing. It's lacking, being trapped. And the sixth one is muktzah machmas mitzvah. It has been set aside for a mitzvah use.